You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Mike McMurrin for a Monday edition of All Marine Radio. Here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good morning wherever you are. As advertised, I'm in beautiful North Carolina, and we'll be here all week. So fired up, actually, to. Begin to do this. So got a chance to talk to, by the end of the week, 10,000 Marines and sailors, and talk to them about the concepts of post-traumatic winning. So kind of a watershed week for All Marine Radio and what we set out to do going on 3 years ago. So pretty exciting stuff today. And I would be remiss if the first person I didn't thank was Bob Nielsen and the people at Turner Construction. You know, it's amazing when just doing this program the way we normally do it on the radio, the people whose lives you touch, and the way their lives change, and it never ceases to blow me away. It has become the motivating force in doing all of this. And so, but honestly, without Bob Nielsen, I would have had to have stopped doing this a long time ago. So I'm mindful today of he and the contribution and support of Turner Construction have made. And honestly, they're going to touch literally thousands of lives this week. And they're going to. What's really, really to me exciting is people are going to hear this on the front side. Hopefully, you know, before they go down a lot of times a dark road that takes people into therapy and down that path and causes them to search for solutions to mental health, you know, issues and trauma issues. And so the thought that you can seed plant today, give them a place to go, and so that they will know what to do when they encounter this is incredibly exciting to me. As I said, I'm mindful of not only just the financial support and in turn of getting us here, but Bob has been a great mentor. He's a great confidant, and antagonizer sometimes, but he's a huge part of All Marine Radio. I talk to Bob Nielsen almost on a daily basis, like I talk to my other battle buddies. He's become a great friend, and So before I got going too far today, I wanted to make sure that I very, very, in a very public way, thank him and Turner for all their support, and it's an exciting day. Yesterday was exciting, too. Four planes to get to North Carolina. What? Yep. But you know what? I'm not bitching. It wasn't all bad. It allowed me to do some work on the planes, and you're gonna hear some interviews today. And I'll give you the plan for today. The plan is, I'm gonna do probably about another maybe 35, 40 minutes of this. So in total, it'll be about 45 minutes. I've got to hop in the shower. I've got to meet Mike and Josh down in the lobby for breakfast so we can do a little bit of planning. And then head over to the base. I've got a little bit of work left to do on the presentation. Then head over to the base and then go get set up logistically. And then we'll do our thing this afternoon. I do another presentation about decision-making tonight for the officers of the 2nd Marine Division. And excited about doing that. And the NCAA championship game's on tonight. So, yeah, a lot of pressure to get that done so they can watch a football game. Now, can you imagine when Furness tells them? What? So, anyway. So today will be a busy and a fun day. And then tomorrow we do post-traumatic winning in the morning, in the afternoon, and then we do it in the evening for spouses. So, and then Wednesday, we do it in the morning, afternoon, and in the evening for a friend of mine, Lieutenant Colonel Joe Garreau. He's a battle buddy from Afghanistan, great guy, for the Marines, for the officers in the Marine and staff NCOs of his battalion, Combat Logistics Battalion. I'm not going to name it because I'll screw it up. 20-something. I'm not sure which one. We'll go do it for Joe's guys. On Thursday, we'll do it three more times, all for Marines from the division. Friday, we'll do it twice, and then Saturday, go home. So, a busy week. So the plan today is to do about 45 minutes, hop in the shower, run down the lobby. I've never met Josh, so I'm going to get a chance to meet him. Looking forward to that. And then see Mike, who I haven't seen since August. Mike had an early day yesterday. You'll hear from him. They flew Mike out, right? I had to change planes four times. I don't know who the travel agent is for the 2nd Marine Division, but their ass ought to be fired. Anyway, I'm not bitching much. Mike's flight was at 5 a.m. out of Dallas-Fort Worth. So he's got to leave his house at like 3, so he didn't sleep. So I texted him. He didn't respond. I'm like, oh, he's pissed about something. And then he texted me back. He's like, dude, I just woke up. I didn't sleep last night because I don't know how people who listen are, but when the Marine Corps, the Mike and I got raised in, you know, things like missing movement, you didn't do. And so if you had to be someplace like at 04, you know, you had normally had an electric alarm clock back in the day, and you would have you were always advised to have a wind up alarm clock in case the power went out. And then you had your digital wristwatch or whatever the hell you were wearing when you slept. I would wake up every, I swear to God, 15 minutes. Look at my watch. Did I oversleep? Finally, I decided I'm going to go to work. I'd be at 2 in the morning or something like that. I'd get up. I can't do this. But I would always scare, and I don't care if I was leaving on the Ranger. I don't care if we were like going to 29 Palms. I was always terrified, and I think Mike is the same way. It's things you don't do as a leader of the Marine Corps. So he said, "Yeah, I didn't sleep last night." I'm like, "Why not?" He's like, "I had to leave at 3. I thought I'd oversleep. I'd miss a flight, and blah blah blah," which is cool because. I know it's not lost on any of us the opportunity that we have here to talk to Marines about the future, about their future, and being better, and hopefully preventing people from going to dark places, and not only that, but I mean, you get a chance to talk to their wives who probably have lived through their own trauma, and tell them that theirs is just legit as any trauma that happens in Al Anbar, Syria. Africa, Afghanistan, wherever. And so, the interesting travels of yesterday. I got a chance to, I left out of Orange County, and I sat next to a guy who's from England, lives in Orange County, California, and his son is an Army, I want to say he's an Apache engineer, so he takes care of Apache aircraft, and he was in Syria. They just moved to someplace else, and so it was interesting to talk to him. So he's asked me where I was going, what I was doing. Actually, I kind of whapped him in the face with my backpack when I tried to put it up in the thing. I don't know, a strap hit him or something. So that caused our introduction. And anyway, he's a nice guy, and I will certainly see him in the future. But and then I sat next to a woman who was moving to Camp Lejeune from Oceanside. So I got a chance to sit and talk to her, and she's from England. She was from England as well, and had married a Marine, and was coming to the East Coast or North Carolina for the first time, and with a 5-month-old baby. So I'm sitting there, and I see them on the plane, right? And I see the baby, and I'm like, no, I know this flight's not that long from Charlotte to Jacksonville, but this is going to be a nightmare. This little guy, his ears are going to go crazy. He's going to scream the whole time. Come on, I've been flying all day. I don't need this. And he's a cute little guy. And he fell asleep, didn't make a peep the whole flight. She's very nice, interested in what her, you know, life was going to be like here in North Carolina as opposed to Southern California. I said, it's a little different. And she smiled. She said, I've heard that. I said, no. But I said, if you're like us, every place in the country has both positive and negative things. And when you go there, if you're excited, your kids will be excited. Everybody will be excited. So she said, you know, that's the way I look at it. You know, it's up to me to find the good. I said, you know what, that's the right attitude. So anyway, so it was interesting. Other than that, you know, what I four flights, right? Like my luggage is really going to make all four flights. And guess what? It did. One of them was I was only on the ground for probably less than an hour. I thought this ain't happening. So, yeah, weather not too bad. Flight's not too bad. American Airlines. You know what? One thing about America, decent leg room on every flight. So I made a mental note about that. American, decent leg room. I don't know who. I've flown a couple airlines. It's like, are you kidding me? And I'm 5'10". Like, what does somebody who's 6'5 or 6'4 or over 6 foot do in these tiny areas? So just a thought. Just a thought. All right. We'll start the program. The United States Marine Corps Band makes it official on this Monday morning, the 7th day of January in the year 2019. Good morning to you. Dedicated to Josh Goldberg, and Mike Musselman, and I'll even dedicate, I don't do this, or I don't know if I ever have, but I'll dedicate it to myself. Don't screw this up today, boys.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time for us to check the weather here on this Monday morning. Currently in Quantico, it is 38 degrees with cloudy skies. Camp Lejeune, 44 degrees with sunny skies. Granbury, Texas, reporting 62 degrees already. Whoa. And cloudy skies. Torrance Palms, partly cloudy, 38 degrees. Camp Pendleton, cloudy and 45. Okinawa, dark, cloudy and 66. In Iraq, it is sunny and 57 in the Al Anbar province. In Marja, in Afghanistan, it is dark, cloudy and 61. At the home of All Marine Radio, it is raining in 53. It's been cold and crappy in Southern California for the weekend. So we have that going for us. Anyway, it's supposed to be cool. It's supposed to be cooler here as well on the East Coast. Next 36 hours, looking for a high today of 60, rainy and 49 tonight. Tuesday 70 degrees, and then on Wednesday 55 degrees. So. That is a look at your weather. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll check some news headlines as we get it going here on a Monday morning, broadcasting to you in our expeditionary mode, live from the Hilton Garden Inn. Yeah, brand new. Very nice. Hilton Garden Inn in Jacksonville, North Carolina. That's right. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the ReadBoard page at allmarineradio.com.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
All of us want to make a difference. As veterans, we committed to protect our country. We served and sacrificed for the things that mattered most. Those experiences shaped our lives, even if it isn't always obvious to those around us. And now that we've served, our commitments have taken on a new meaning. We're husbands, wives, parents, friends, and neighbors. But sometimes we still feel alone. We forget that our biggest challenge can be to ask for support when we need it. The Veterans Crisis Line is here for all veterans, service members, and their loved ones. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255. It matters.
You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Thank you. due to a technical issue, we have no bumper music, man. What's up with that? I have no idea. So you're going to hear Kid Rock. Montana Man's a Kid Rock guy. Not exactly sure what happened. You know, it's interesting. The things that happen. Anyway, good morning to you. We continue here from the Hilton Garden Inn in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Getting ready to do a little bit of post-traumatic winning today. So exciting day for us. There's some news headlines, though. So I want to talk about them here before I get out of here today. And let me tell you what you're going to hear today. You're going to hear a series of interviews that I did, and they deal with alcohol. So you're going to hear a friend of mine, Ross Pape. He was a sergeant in the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment. He's initially a tank driver, and then was a team leader, scout sniper. We'd call him a scout sniper, and then he was EMT trained also. So last summer, I had this whole epiphany about why don't we tell people to stop drinking? And again, I don't care if people drink. My unmistakable conclusion about if you're dealing with PTSD, if you're dealing with trauma, and you're trying to get better, and you drink, guess what happens? In the immortal words of Jeremiah Workman, you know, you release the monkeys. And it's interesting when you hear everybody talk in all these interviews that I'll play for you today. You're going to hear Ross. All right. So in addition to Ross's 2 combat deployments, he had an older brother and a younger brother, Riley Pape and Ryan Pape, both Marines. Riley with Alpha Company 1st Recon Battalion in Iraq in 2004, where I met him there. And I met his brother Ryan at Riley's funeral. Riley was killed in a motorcycle accident. After he'd come home, he was getting out, and he was killed while he was on terminal leave. So he deals with the death of his older brother. In 2009, his younger brother Ryan, who's leaving 1st Recon Battalion, and going to 1st Force Recon, and during the training, the indoctrination training with 1st Force Recon, is killed in a parachute accident at Camp Pendleton. So now he loses his only 2 brothers, and as you can imagine, I mean, shit's rough. Comes from a part of the country where drinking is a recreational activity. Minnesota, North Dakota, in small town America, out in the shelter belts when they're young, and in the bars as soon as you get of age. And so you're going to hear from Ross talk about his drinking and what it did to his life. You're going to hear from Ken Rogers. You're going to hear, you know, he a Quezon veteran who made Bravo, Common Men, Uncommon Valor. And you're going to hear from him. And you're going to hear from him what it was like when he came home from Vietnam and the role alcohol played in his life. You're going to hear from Bob Nielsen in there. And I want to play my sister Peggy's interview again, just so you can hear her comments about alcohol and drugs and what they'll do to you. But you'll hear those at a minimum. I don't know if I'll play Peggy's today because it's so long. But you'll hear those interviews. And I was listening to them on the plane as I kind of worked and flew back here yesterday. And I'll tell you this, man. The archives of All Marine Radio are so rich in content. It is stunning. I just listen to those. And the things that you hear are absolutely positively amazing. I need to go recategorize and create a new page for just topics. If you want to talk about, you know, like I have for battlefield studies, I should have another one for, you know, alcohol and drugs and PTSD. Because the content is so rich. It's absolutely positively amazing. And again, these people, it's not like these people are non-drinkers. They're partiers. They like to drink. And but the conclusion that they've all come to is, you know, that they don't drink. It's amazing. And what's really amazing is the trend line seems to be, that it wasn't until they saw the way it impacted the lives of the people around them that they, that gave them the impetus to quit. So it wasn't what they did to their own lives. It was when they had some moment of realization relative to what they were doing to the people around them that really made them stop. And you'll hear Jeremiah Workman in there too, and he says the same thing. In fact, all three guys, Jeremiah Workman, Ross Pape, and Ken Rogers, all say essentially the same thing. I looked around at what I was doing at the people that I love, and I thought, man, you got to change this. But they didn't do it for years, and it was rough. So, really interesting stuff. All right, the couple stories that I want to talk about real quick are the John Bolton over the weekend said that whatever leaving will do out of Syria will be conditions based. Really? That's not the way the president, right? All right. So Bolton was in the Middle East and very publicly said that there will be more and more conditions for our pullout of Syria, which means we're essentially nullifying what President Trump said. We're tweaking it and we're modifying it into something that would have been a responsible position had it been taken at the time. So, anyhow, so that was big news. It's interesting reading as John Bolton does the Macarena around the president's actions in an effort to try to make them make sense. When honestly they essentially don't. All right, the way he, you know. His gut. Well, let me tell you, nobody's opposed to us getting out of Syria as long as the deals we make for the people that have fought with us are appropriate. And if they're not appropriate, then we shouldn't get out. Right? That would be everybody's position. And if we're going to get out, what are we going to get in return for it? Right? You saw the elation that certainly the Russians and the Iranians felt as they, as they forecasted a win. So, anyway, interesting dance that is going on in terms of, and the president will be asked, are you walking back your decision to leave Syria? And you know what his answer could be. No. We're out of Syria. I said we're out of Syria. We're out of Syria. Right. So anyway, how do we do this thing? And respect his vanity. Just like the wall, right? The wall. The Democrats won't do the wall. So how does he get himself out of this thing? Military Times wrote an article last week, and it now appears in the top five stories of early bird. Number one, the clash between Trump and his generals. So there's a whole series of articles being written about Mattis Kelly being too establishment for Trump. And again, they're smart guys, but, you know, you can't just take the United States of America and turn it right. Right, you have people that depend on you. You have other nations that have taken positions with us. So I think these are, in my opinion, these articles are bullshit. Right, given our obligations, right, given the fact that we lead the free world, what are our responsibilities? And I believe in America first, right? But it's not everybody else a distant second. That ain't the way it could. That can't be like that. Number two story, seal arraigned on war crimes charges. We've been following this. Special Operations Chief Eddie Gallagher was arraigned Friday at Naval Station San Diego on a list of criminal charges. Follow that this week. Number three, male and female platoons to integrate at recruit training for the first time. You know, that's a big story, but it's not, because that's the OCS model. In 1983, my company at Officer Candidate School in 1983 had four male companies and a female company. I'm not sure why it's taken us so long to do that at Parris Island. I'm sure there's a good reason. I just don't get it. As shutdowns continue, lawmakers look to pay the Coast Guard. So, the shutdown's going to hurt more and more and more. Number five, National Security Advisor Bolton outlines conditions for U.S. pullout of Syria. Not sure why that would be the number five story, but it is. All right, that'll do it for this morning. We're live in North Carolina. We've got the Lord's work to do. The next interview you're going to hear is from Jeremiah Workman. You all know him. He is a recipient of the Navy Cross for actions in Fallujah in 2004. Jeremiah's story, we've told it repeatedly here, but I think it's you'll find it interesting. This is the last interview I've done with him a few months ago, I think in July. And then after that, you'll hear Ross Pape. After that, you'll hear Ken Rogers. So all three of them talk about the same thing, alcohol and trauma. So have a great day. You'll hear Mike tomorrow, and you'll meet Josh again, and we'll let you know how things went. And so pretty exciting day for us here on All Marine Radio. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.